Hello.
Hello. Is this Mary?
Yes.
Hey, Mary. This is David from Numbered Writing. How are you doing?
Good. I was just going through, a lot of the different steps through the months of, what I had paid for and so forth. And I am calling. I couldn't get Daniel isn't in today, I guess, but about where you are on getting the web page done.
I'm sorry, come again?
Where are you on getting the web page done? And
Website?
yes.
I believe the website is live, Mary. I have shared the credentials with you as well.
It is live.
Yep, the website is live. Haven't you checked the website?
No, I didn't know it was up and running. I thought I just had went ahead and paid again, for $999, which I can pay the other $499 next month for the domain name
Yep,
and the
for the domain
hosting.
and hosting. Yep, exactly.
Okay, so the hosting that and domain name and hosting that is for a lifetime, he said. Now, is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so the web page is online.
Just give me 1 minute. Let me check it from my end. And yes, the website is live. The domain name is marycreechjohnson.com. And it's live. I can see it over here.
.com.
Yeah,
Really?
marycreechjohnson.com.
Okay, I can go in and get that, but it said your connection isn't private. What?
Do you see the option advanced over there?
Wait a minute. I went in and typed in www.marycreechjohnson.com. Your connection isn't private.
Right. Is it showing any option button advanced that says?
That's all it said. It's not showing anything. I searched.
Just a minute. Your connection is not private. That's what it's showing?
Excuse me.
Your connection is not private. That's what appears on the screen?
Yes.
All right. Under that, do you see written
Now,
advanced?
okay. Now, wait a minute. I typed in Mary Creech Johnson / webpage, and it's brought up Mary Creech Johnson at HPP/MaryCreechJohnson.com. All right. Your connection isn't private, huh?
Yeah. All right. So yeah, right under that, your connection is not private. Beneath that, do you see written advanced?
Do I see what? Advanced?
Yep, click on advanced.
Yes.
And then it will show you the option to proceed to marycreechjohnson.com. Click on that.
Yes.
Now you'll be able to see the website.
Okay. Appalachian Mountain Childhood Memories, my book.
Are you able to see the web page?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's the website, and it's live right now.
Okay, it says buy now on Amazon. Latest book release, buy now on Amazon. Okay, so now that it's there, and how did you get that name? Because it's belonged to somebody else that snatched it up.
Yep, that's what I told you earlier, but somehow the team managed to get that domain, and they got the domain.
I could
and
go online to for Amazon. I could go online and do, you know, www.marycreasejohnson.com, and it would bring up Amazon and the book. But as far as a web page, now that the web page is there,
mm-hmm.
what do I do with it?
The website is live right now, and if you want to, or anyone else, and if someone opens the website and they want to buy the book, they just have to click on Shop Now button that shows on the top.
Wait a minute. I have to click. Now, hold on. Click on what?
Shop Now.
If someone wants to buy the book, they would click on Shop Now.
Yeah. If you click on Shop Now, it will redirect you to Amazon.
Okay. So it would go to Amazon.
Yep.
News and blog. So now that it's here, you know, I don't know what to do with this. I didn't want this, and I let him talk me into it. It's just like, you know, just keep on getting deeper and deeper into this and spending. Yeah. And now it's here. So, okay, what do I do? I mean, if I go on and what am I, do I expect people to, can people talk to me through this web page, or how do I, will I communicate with others on this?
You cannot communicate over the website, but it is like for the marketing purpose, for the promotion, and if anyone wants to know about you, they want to buy the book, you just have to, you can just tell them that you have a website by the name of Mary Creed Johnson. They can just go over there, read about you, read about the book, or they can buy the book over from there. You can update your content over there.
Now that the web page is out there, how are people going to know it's out there?
I'm sorry?
How will they know that it's out there? Other people know that I even have a web page or that it's out there.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up, Mary. Please come again.
How would anybody know that I have a web page out there?
Just a minute. Let me see if they have used your website in the marketing process, in the social media calendar. Just a minute. So what I'm seeing in the social media calendar that they have used the Amazon links over there because the website was not ready and was not live at that time. But now since it's live, so you can just simply tell them if you were interacting with people or anyone, you can just let them know that you also have a website. They can go over your website, read about your book, read about yourself. And they can also shop the book from the website.
You can
update your blogs. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I'm not understanding you. Okay, now I'm on here and it says weekly bestseller, buy now. So anybody shop now, if anybody happens to go in there, they could click on shop now and
mm-hmm.
purchase the book.
Yeah, when they click on shop now, it will redirect them to the Amazon. Directly to the Amazon, and from there they can shop it. You can if you click on
click on what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so if someone weekly bestseller shop now, so they click on shop now, and they still would go through Amazon to
mm-hmm.
buy the book.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So what? Why would they go there instead of going? I mean, I don't understand why I have this web page and what I'm going to do with it now that I've got it.
Just give me 1 minute. Mary, you there?
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, please tell me once again what exactly you want to know. What's the problem?
Okay. Now that the website's up, so what do I do with it?
You don't have to do anything with it, but it is just for your recognition, your marketing purpose. If you write another book, you can just upload it, the content over here, and then you can use the website for the marketing of the book. If anyone wants to buy any of your book, read about yourself, you read about your book, they can simply go to your website, and it's all there.
Well, in the first place, though, how are they going to know the website's out there?
You have to tell them. You can use the social media to let them know.
Okay, so I use social media. So I to tell them I have a web page.
No, you have to, you also have the social media for the book, for yourself. They can see the posts over there regarding your books, regarding you, and also they can go to your website. There's a more detailed introduction about you, about the book. They can also buy the book from there. To social media, they don't have any option which redirects them to the Amazon. But if they come on your website, they can read about you, read about the book. If you're publishing any articles in future, any blogs, anything, so you can also upload them over your website. The website is only for the recognition.
Upload what on the website? Wait a minute. Upload what on the website?
Any of the blogs or articles. Or in future, if you're going to write any new book, you can just upload it on your website and link it through the Amazon.
And link it to Amazon.
Yeah. So in future, if you're going to write a book, you have to upload it over the Amazon, and you can just share the summary of the book cover, all the details over your website. So people can get to know about you, about your book through your website, and if they want to order the book, they can just simply click on Shop Now, like right now they can do, to buy the current book. It is just for the marketing purpose.
Okay, where do I go and put anything on there? If I wanted to write something on this, how do I put anything on there?
So I have sent you the credentials as well for the website. So you can log in from the editor. Let me check the previous messages here. Yeah, I have shared my last message on the Welcome Onboard thread. You can see the website link.
Okay, now wait a minute. I'm not understanding it. Did you send me an email?
No, I have sent. Are you on the system right now? Can you open Teamwork?
I am in this email or in this web on the web page.
No. Kindly go to the Teamwork.
Oh, okay. All right, let me get back into the email. I have lost more sleep staying awake nights agonizing over this web page. And it's like, why am I doing this? And what am I making?
It's just for the recognition.
For what?
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to get back in here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Teamwork Experts. This is an email you just sent.
Yep, the last message.
Okay, but sign up here. What is this? Sign up here. I'm not reading this whole thing. Office Hours of Teamwork. Meet with a teamwork. Why do I need to do that? What is this? I don't think this is what you just said, is it?
If you see my last message over the teamwork, I have shared the website link with you along with the credentials, the username and the password, so you can log in on the website and you can edit the content. And if you want to know how to upload the content, I will just ask the team to send
video. Wait a minute. I'm not understanding you. Okay. Go to teamwork. Did you send something? Here's something that says teamwork expert. Teamwork expert office hours. Did you just send that to me?
Are you able to open the messages on the teamwork?
Well, I'm not on teamwork. I know how to go in there is go in through an email, through the emails.
So if you check
your website, I can go to. Teamwork expert. Okay, so.
Fiction, it could be narrative, it could be novel, it could be science fiction.
No, I don't.
Drama.
Well, the only way I go in there is when I get an email. I can open the email and then. How else do I go into teamwork?
Marion, it's in the messages section.
I'm sorry.
Are you able to open the messages on teamwork?
I don't know how to go into teamwork except when I get an email and I open the email.
Yeah, it's
so
the same way.
How do I go into teamwork?
It's the same when you can either open it from the email or you can directly go to the teamwork. Just open the teamwork through the email the way you were doing before.
All right. Here is this one from teamwork expert. Sign up here. Teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
Teamwork.com. Can I go there and find it?
Sure, you can.
All right. Here's an email. And down at the bottom it says teamwork.com, Teamwork Campus One, Blackpool Retail Park in Ireland. Where are you? Okay, the only way I have ever gone in here, it says 404 not found. When I go into this teamwork.com.
Can you open the messages from the email the way you were doing before when you reply to my messages over teamwork?
Yes.
Or just give me a minute. Let me just share the message again so you can get the email and
yeah,
you can access it from there.
When I go in, it's just like it.
Please check, have you received any email?
Wait a minute, had I, oh, you're, let me go into this. I have not received an email except from this teamwork expert telling me that there's a meeting.
No, that's not the. I have just sent you a message on teamwork. Please check.
Message in teamwork, not in, not a regular, here we go. Okay. So now I'm, here is, I've brought this up. I brought your email up.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that.
All right, so changes made. Well, I'm looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I going to do with it now that I'm looking at it? How can I go in and look? Let's see. How can I go in and look at all this list of stuff in teamwork? List of emails, previous.
Perfect. Okay. Now, do you see the option for messages on top?
I'm not finding.
What did you
want me to see in this teamwork?
So I have shared the credentials for the website with you over the teamwork. So I just want you to open the messages on the teamwork so you are able to see the credentials from where you can log in onto your website. And if you want to do any changes, if you want to upload anything on the website, so you can do it from there.
Okay. Do you see the option for inbox?
Okay. But when I go in and look at my website,
mm-hmm.
How can you want me to go in and look at something you've sent that if I want to make changes? What if I wanted to write something or say something on it? How do I go in there and do that?
That's what I'm saying, that I have shared the credentials with you over the teamwork. So you can log in on the website admin panel, and from there you can upload whatever you want over the website.
Can you click on my name?
Okay. So I go in HP, okay, dot login, dot
yeah, exactly.
com
that's the link.
Login.
That's the link.
And
click on that link. And
password.
Yeah, under this you can see the username and the password.
Okay, and okay, I'll probably need to write all that password down when I do get there.
You can just copy and paste it over there.
Oh, okay.
Can you click on more?
All right, I'm going back into here and see what it'll let me do. Username.
More? You see my work. If you see my work, you may see the option for more.
No, it brought in the past. All right, password. Ah.
You do?
Yes. All right.
Click on project.
Username.
Okay.
Oh, what was it? Just Mary E. Johnson?
Right? Click on that.
And the password.
I'm going to take you to the dashboard, right? Okay.
Oh.
The dashboard is
no.
Milestone form.
I copied and pasted, but it's not working. It pasted everything on the username, and then I pasted it down there on the. All right, let's paste. Now it's got the password. Now I can paste that down there, but okay, Johnson, let me see if I can get rid of this.
You do not see the option for messages. All right. Stop. Yeah. Can you click on that?
Well, it's not taking the password.
See an option for, you will see a message for
password. Let me go over here. Have to paste them separately.
And that. And once you click on that, you're going to see my message with, along with the questionnaire.
All right. Administration, email verification. This email maybe. Email is correct.
Now, do you see the option for identify below?
To verify the administration email. I'm going to say it's correct. I don't want to say it. Now, get access to the best price. Oh, no, wait a minute. Administration email verification.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me later. See if it'll go on. All right. So what am I looking at here? Dashboard. Am I supposed to be seeing that? We made a few tweaks.
Have you logged in on the login page?
I don't know what this looks like. I was at the login page, and it took me to a dashboard.
Yeah, that's...
Is that where I should be?
Yeah, that's the right page. From there, you can edit or upload the content on the website.
So this is content from... I can upload it and add it to the website?
Yep.
What
exactly.
I do, copy and paste it?
Yeah, you can
what's
copy
here
and
that
paste.
I'd want to put on there? Excuse me? I don't see anything on here to upload.
If you want, yeah, if you want to edit or upload anything, so I will ask the web development team to like send you a demo video how to do that. Because
right.
I'm also not aware of that, so I'm unable to touch you now.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm not aware of how to do that, so I'm unable to let you know.
Oh.
Right. So I can just ask the team to make a demo video so you can easily access the website and you can easily upload or edit the content in future or whenever you like.
Okay, so if I want to add content, can I just go in there and type something in there on my own? Not something that I have to upload, but something.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Put something on there myself?
Yep, you can do that.
Okay, because watch this page, this dashboard is, my goodness, there's nothing on here that you'd want to put on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot
of stuff. Eliminator overview, WP Met stories. This is weird. There's nothing I would want. WooCommerce setup. This is love using Eliminator. This is. Totally, totally not beneficial. We made a few tweaks to the plugin. Opt in to make Prime Slider better. Please activate usage data sharing features from Eliminator. Otherwise, widget analytics will not work. Is that anything to do with the web page?
It might be. I'm also not sure about that. That's what I'm saying, that right now do not change or do anything over on the website. I will be sharing with you a demo video how to change or how to upload the content on the website so you can see the video, and then you will be able to do that on your own. Or if you're having any trouble, any difficulties doing the uploading the content, so you can just let us know. So we're going to do it for you.
Okay. Now, this is telling me that that this is supposed to be. Oh, let's see, where did I put my? I printed this off, from on what the whole contract was supposed to be.
No, you will have to first download the file, and you will have, yeah.
Anyway, the different platforms that it's supposed to be viewed on. And it's supposed to be on Instagram. And so where do I go in and see where all this, my book is visible or available? It's supposed to be on Kindle, Amazon and Kindle. That's the same thing, isn't it?
Yep, that's the same thing.
Okay, so it's at Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Instagram, and he said it would be on Facebook, too.
Mm-hmm.
So where can I see the book on Facebook?
No, you cannot see the book on Facebook. There is a page on Instagram and Facebook that was used for the social media marketing of your book. The book is not available on Instagram or Facebook. It's just the page that which is related to the book, which we use for the marketing purpose.
There, it is not on Instagram?
No, the book is not on Instagram or on Facebook. The book is only on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
Oh, and he said it would be on other media platforms, which would be Instagram and
No, the Instagram
Facebook.
And the Facebook are the social media platforms. They will only be used for the marketing purpose. We cannot upload the book on the social media, like on Facebook and Amazon. It is only used for the marketing.
And is it being marketed? Because he had said something about marketing would be extra. And I'm like, what is he talking about? So it's so now that the web page is out there,
mm-hmm.
and it's on Barnes and Nobles and Amazon,
mm-hmm.
then what more is there left?
Nothing has been left, Mary. Everything is done right now. We have uploaded the marketing content, the social media calendar, which I shared with you earlier. So the marketing process has been done. The website is also live, and I was about to share the report of the social media marketing with you.
A report?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and now, how often will that report be out there, or is it just a one-time report?
I'm sorry?
Is that just a one-time report, or will the report change? Will that be ongoing?
It's just the one-time report. It shows the effects of the social media marketing.
Okay.
How many audience it has reached to the post and everything.
Okay. And he had told me it would be in Canada and the UK and Australia. Is it available there?
I'm sorry?
He told me initially this would be on, like, in the United States and Canada and United Kingdom and Australia.
UK, US, and Australia?
In Australia, Canada, and United Kingdom and United States is where the book would be available.
Mm-hmm. It
and
is.
So there's not been any sales anywhere else. So how, in Canada or anywhere else except the United States? And I don't know why, but if this book is just selling two or three or four books a month, shouldn't that take off better than that? And how is it getting the exposure?
For the exposure, we have done the social media marketing so that people will be able to see the post related to the books, and if they find it interesting, they're going to go on your website, or they will be going on Instagram, the Amazon from where they can buy the book.
But it won't be on Instagram.
On the Instagram, they can only see the posts that are related to your book. The content
okay.
which was used for the marketing of the book is available on Instagram and Facebook. And the book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay. All right, thank you. I will wait for that video, and maybe I can understand what to do with this web page.
Sure, the video, yeah, the video will...
He really pressured me and kept buying this. And, you know, it's just been, I have just been agonizing over this ever since. And now I've got it, like, what am I going to do with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All
the
right,
video that I will be sharing with you will only teach you how to upload or how to edit the content which is already on the website. It will teach you to upload the content, edit the content, add any file, any page, any book, anything, so you can do it yourself. And if you are having any trouble, and if you're not understanding anything, you can just let us know. So I will just let the team know to do it, and they're going to do it for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, and I will be sharing the social media report with you. Right, I'm just sharing it with you in a while, which shows that the social media posts, the marketing, how many people it has reached, how many audience.
Okay.
All right.
Great. All right, thank you so much.
Anything else, Mary?
No, not today. Thank you.
All right, perfect. So take care of yourself.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.